Text of the Bible is Romans 8 and 28. Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. I felt like all day long that somebody, maybe a whole bunch of somebodies, need to know in the Highway of Wholeness Church and in this sphere of influence that we have through the cassette ministry and what have you, that all things still work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Brother Ray was talking about Job's three friends that sat with him 7 days. It looks like on the surface, amen, that they did all right for 7 days. They wept sore because they saw that his grief was great. But they stayed too long. That's why I never do stay too long with the sick. A lot of people go visit the sick and pray for them and then worry them to death talking to them for the next half a day. Amen. So I just don't stay very long. I pray and leave them with a blessing from God. And amen. Let them recover. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't stay too long. But we think that perhaps, you know, Job's three friends stayed too long. And then if they had went home after 7 days, amen, we wouldn't have had near as fat a book called Job as what we've got. So the fact that they stayed to criticize him, amen, even that works for our good. Amen. Why did God allow Job's friends to stay and criticize him and fill the book of Job with pages until it's 42 chapters long? Amen. And most of it is his three friends criticizing and ridiculing him and preaching at him. I mean, at him, not to him, but at him. Accusing him. Amen. And then Job would shake his head and praise God, some more scales would fall off his body in the ashes. Amen. Would make a little dust. And amen. And as he shook his head, and the Spirit of God would come on him, and he'd prophesy again. Hallelujah. Those skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I shall behold him face to face and for myself and not another. Hallelujah. Praise God. They'd criticize him some more. Amen. He'd check himself and rise up, praise God, and look his friend in the face and say, suffer me to speak. And after I've spoken, mark on. Praise God. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the last day upon the earth. Oh! Amen. Praise God. All things work together for good. Look like Job endured a terrible ordeal. Praise God. Amen. They criticized him some more. He said, I don't care what you say. I looked on my right hand. I couldn't find him. I looked on my left hand. I couldn't see him no place. Yet he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Mark on, praise God. Mark on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've had folks in Pentecost, amen, I mean preachers, criticize Job and tell about Job's faults. And I've had them preach right from my pulpit. The reason Job was afflicted was because he had a spirit of fear. Amen. That's what they said right behind my pulpit. And they said, you see that what he said? The thing I greatly feared has came upon me. Amen. Amen. No, Job's fear was an anticipation, amen, of sorts, a preparation of sorts, praise God, for coming calamity that comes to every man. And he said, the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, but God didn't condemn him for that. Amen. God said, devil, hast thou beheld my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth. Whew. Oh, glory to God. When God says about Brother Fry, ain't nobody like him. Amen. God says, see Jim Lawson up down Eby. Amen. Ain't none like him. When God says that about a man, he's something. You better believe he's something. Praise God. Amen. And that's what God said about Job. None like him. And the devil accused him. And Job's three friends accused him. Why did God allow the devil to afflict Job? Why did God allow the devil to accuse Job? Why did God allow three friends, four before it was over, amen, accuse Job? Amen. For our good. All things work together for our good. The word of God was written by holy men of old as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost for our edification. For our good, that we might bear up in trouble. Hey, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Listen to the radio this morning in the Christian program that's telling the story of the persecution in the days of, I think it was Mary, anyway, the Queen of England, who had burned Latimer and Ridley at the stake, amen, and was in a tremendous persecution for all, quote, heretics, end quote. Amen. They had a man by the name of Gilpin that they'd arrested. Amen. And was taking him to his tribunal, to his trial. Amen. And the English soldiers, amen, had him under guard and was riding him horseback to where he would be tried. And they had to stop at an inn. And when they ordered him off of the horse and him tied the way he was, when he hit the ground, he broke his ankle, and they had to stay for 2 weeks where they were. Amen. And because they had to stay 2 weeks or three before he got able to travel, the Queen of England died while he was there. Amen. And Queen Elizabeth took the throne. And Queen Elizabeth was a Protestant. Praise God. And so before his leg healed up, amen, they changed queens, hallelujah, and they cut his bonds and let him go free, hallelujah. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. God knows how to head off the devil in your life, amen. God knows how to give you something better, praise God, than you had before. Praise God. I'll tell you what, God knows a shortcut is a tunnel sometimes through the mountain, even though it's dark and even though it's cold and even though it's lonely. I declare to you tonight, and somebody needs to know, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are the called. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit, the Spirit's working for us. Amen. That's the way God is omnipresent in the universe, through His Spirit. Praise God. That's the way God accomplishes that omnipresence. Amen. The wonderful gift of God to creation is the fact of the Trinity. Amen. We got to have a Trinity. Praise God. We've got to have a Trinity to have God omnipresent. Amen. Because God the Father is a personal God sitting bodily up on a throne. Amen. Then since he is a personal God sitting bodily upon a throne governing a universe, praise God, we need another person to fill the universe to represent that Godhead, amen, to all humanity. Therefore, praise God, that demands another person, a Holy Spirit, if you will. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, if you will. Glory to God. He fills the universe. Praise God. Whew. Those that don't eat out of his right hand, eat out of his left hand without knowing it. Amen. Christians eat out of his right hand. And sinners and Christians and everybody else eat out of his left hand. Amen. You say, how you know? Paul on Mars Hill. Praise God. He says, in him, talking to a bunch of heathen, in him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. That's the sinners eating out of the left hand of God. Hallelujah. Woo! It's catching, Brother Hughes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I'll holler with you a little bit. Praise God. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen. Now, since God is sitting upon his throne, and since the Holy Spirit, amen, is omnipresent throughout the universe, praise God, amen, we needed a Savior. We needed a go-between. Hey, amen. We needed somebody that could arbitrate between us and God, who was angry at us because of our sins. Praise God. And he sent his second person of the Trinity. Holy Ghost, we generally conclude to be the third person of the Trinity. It don't matter which person, amen, you mark them. They are three in the Trinity. And we got to have three in the Trinity. We can't be saved without three in the Trinity. Praise God. God is sitting on his throne. Amen. The Holy Spirit fills the universe, and all creation eats out of his right hand or his left hand, one or the other. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. One preacher preached a great message on the left hand of God. But when we needed a Savior, we was in rebellion against God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He became the Lamb. He became the Lamb. Glory to God. Woo! What do you think about Jesus? Here's what I think about Jesus. The good shepherd of Psalms 23 became the Lamb of God of John chapter 1 and 2 and 3. Hallelujah. He who was the good shepherd condescended and became the Lamb. The Lion of the tribe of Judah became our sinless sacrifice and shed his blood. Hallelujah. And now, folks, the plan is complete. Amen. There's not only a God the Father sitting on the throne, there is God the Son. Praise God, has died, amen, for our sins and bought our soul at Calvary. Hallelujah. And now he said, pray ye the Father, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. Amen. Not only, praise God, can we be saved through the operation of the Spirit, that measure of the Holy Ghost, which we call the new birth, that operation of the Spirit in our life. You see, Jesus is not here neither now. Amen. He's up there to the right hand of God. That's where Stephen saw him. Amen. How is Jesus here? He's here through the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost, sometimes called the Spirit of God, often in the New Testament is called the Spirit of Christ. Amen. I know there are some that would make a difference between the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, and Spirit of Christ. There's only three in the Trinity, folks.
Amen. You get to making too much out of those spirits and those ghosts. Amen. You're going to have a half a dozen in the Trinity. Praise God. Amen. And only three in the Trinity. Amen. 1854, they put Mary in the Trinity. Now we don't have a Trinity. We got a quad mess. Amen. We got Mary and Jesus and the Holy Ghost and God. Amen. And the whole world of Catholics is praying to Mary because God's mad at us, Jesus is mad at us, Holy Ghost is mad at us, and Mary's the only one's not mad at us. And so we can go to our mother. Baloney. That's a bunch of idolatry. Amen. That's not what the Bible said. They said the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. The Holy Ghost is here. Jesus said, pray, amen, and I'll send you another comforter. Amen. I'm not only going to save you by my blood, I'm going to give you power so you can save somebody else, so you can help somebody else, so you can edify somebody else, and all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and all the call according to His purpose. All things, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, all of them is for you. It's no wonder in this same chapter he said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. One little girl got mixed up and said, if God be for us, the devil's up against it. And he is. Amen. Because God's for us, Son's for us, Holy Ghost is for us, and all the holy angels is for us. Amen. They're here tonight. They're very modest, however. They don't show up except in extreme situations because they're very bashful. They know their place. They stay out of sight. They don't want to steal the glory from Christ. They refuse to accept worship. They're hanging from every chandelier tonight. They're riding the fan blades tonight. They're sitting on the backs of the pews tonight. Praise God. They're there on the right shoulder to overbalance the devil talking into your left ear. Amen. Tonight. Praise God. They're everywhere. They're sent to be messengers to them that shall be the heirs of salvation. Praise God. He'll put his angels charge over thee, and they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Praise God. Amen. Without the angels, we couldn't even raise our children. Praise God. It's the angels that help us. They're out of sight. They don't want to be known. They don't want to be lauded too much. Amen. They refuse worship. They're very modest. If you talk too much about them, they disappear. But all the holy angels are here to help us. Every saint's got at least one. Amen. Every child's born in the world, I think, has got at least one. Amen. Angels, they work for our good. They keep us from a many an accident. They take hold of the wheel sometimes in strange ways. Amen. They put brakes where there's not any. They put tread on the road where there's not any. Amen. And sometimes when the car's demolished, they keep us free from injury. Angels sitting beside us. Somebody told about the preacher that drove so fast his guardian angel got out and hitchhiked. Amen. But you got to drive pretty fast before those that ride the lightning get out. Praise God, that goes a streak across the universe in the snap of your finger. Praise God. Those that appear suddenly as a fox. Amen. My. Praise God. No wonder the little girl could say the devil's up against it. The angels is working for us. One angel came down, praise God, and defeated a whole army as she passed. As I say she. Excuse me, that comes from a Catholicism too. Amen. As he passed through. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. We usually, in modern lore, picture angels as more or less female, but they're all male. Amen. All male angels. And one of them came down and defeated a whole Syrian army. Amen. I mean thousands. Praise God. Thousands. I mean, some of them made it home and a wall fell on them. Or made it to safety. Thought they'd made it to safety. And a wall fell on them. How could that wall fall? An angel slapped it. Amen. Slapped a wall down on top of it. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. The angels are working together for your good. And since it says all things work together for our good, hallelujah, I want to thank the Spirit's making intercession. That's all right here. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, praise God. And he said in all things we're more than conquerors. He said it neither death nor life nor angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Amen. Since they can't separate us, let me turn this around. Amen. Life and death and angels and principalities, powers, things present, things to come, heights and depths, and every other creature works together for good to them that love the Lord. And do you believe God's able to make it so? He does make it so. Amen. He used to sing a song, he holds the future in his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Current events may not appear to work for our good, but they do. Amen. How close are we to the end of time? We're close. We're real close. Amen. But what if time goes on 242 more years? Amen. I'll tell you what. What a wonderful opportunity to serve God. What a wonderful opportunity to live for God. Woo, glory to God. Amen. We've gone from the Model T to the space age. This soon. Amen. Glory to God. And we may, amen, make a whole lot more strides forwards as the days go by. Amen. And finally, at last, invention is going to destroy itself with time. Until when the end of time comes and they fight the battle of Armageddon, they're going to be riding horses again. Amen. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Amen. They're going to be fighting with instruments again made out of wood. Amen. Something's going to happen. Amen. Modern invention is going to work against itself until it eliminates itself. Amen. And when the final battle of Armageddon comes, it'll take them 7 years to burn all the wood that's scattered in that battle. Amen. I said, Brother Collins, amen, you're way out of luck. No, they folks thought we was out on a limb when we preached that the Jews were going to get Jerusalem back. Amen. But they got it back, didn't they? Amen. Some folks think we're way out on a limb because we say that, amen, the Jews are going to flee down into Jordan and hide down there in Edom and Moab during the tribulation period. Amen. With all kinds of satellites up here taking pictures and all kinds of missiles and maybe even bombs floating around in space. How are they going to escape the Antichrist in a modern age, even if they do hide down there in the wilderness? The Bible said the earth helped a woman. Amen. And that flood, that army that they sent after the folks that fled into the wilderness, amen, it was swallowed up of the earth. The earth just opened up and swallowed like it did in Moses' day. Praise God. that Moses, really, he didn't want to see those 300 people go to hell with their britches on. Amen. I mean, he really wanted to see them saved. Praise God. But God saw that they were totally incorrigible, that they never would change, that they'd cause so much trouble that they would so impede the progress of the children of Israel into the land of promise, that God opened the earth and swallowed up 300 of them into hell. That's why he's going to do that army that the Antichrist sends after the Jews when they flee Jerusalem during the tribulation period. Amen. All things work for our good. Even the earth works for our good. Amen. Even the earthquakes can work for our good. Amen. Sometimes God's got to shake people till their teeth rattles before they'll get interested in getting saved. Amen. Even the desert storm war worked for our good. People prayed. Amen. Churches prayed. And people's calling for prayer. And presidents calling for prayer. And churches calling for prayer. All of them, we didn't know what we was up against. We figured that perhaps Iraq had the fourth best army in the world. And that there would be so many casualties that you couldn't count them. Amen. That they would be, that the Iraqi guard, those hardened soldiers that had fought in the Iranian war, amen, and fought and fought and fought, were already battle hardened. We figured we'd have trouble with them. But people prayed all over the country, and God put such a fear in them, they crawled in a hole and waved white flags. Amen. And when the American soldiers went by, they surrendered by the dozens. They come out of their hole and said, "Where in the world have you been?" Amen. Praise God. Couldn't hardly wait to surrender. Praise God. Hallelujah. It may not be that way the next time. We may have to go through some bitter defeat. We may have to face some bitter casualties. Amen. We're facing Bosnia now, the meat grinder of the world. Amen. We're walking right into the middle of hatreds that have fomented through the ages. Amen. I don't know whether we ought to stick our head in there or not. Amen. 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 It's like, amen. A few times I've tried to intervene in battles between husbands and wives and wound up with both of them on to me. Amen. There's some things I just learned to back off from and not meddle with. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I tried to tell that woman what a dirty dog he was. Amen. And wound up, praise God, she got turned against me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I tried to tell that boy that she wasn't fit for a wife. No, how? She wouldn't wash dishes. She wouldn't work. She wouldn't cook. He married her anyway and told her what I said. Don't live too far from here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some things you just don't mess with. Amen. Most of my counseling, I do it right here, Kayla. Amen. She said, "You'll tell it from the pulpit." Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Best counseling session you can have is the altar call, where we confess our sins to God. Not to some preacher, praise God. Not to some priest, amen. Will we tell it to Jesus? Hallelujah! Woo! The best confessing meeting we'll have is not everybody standing up and naming names in church. Amen. Hey, God, have mercy. Get in the altar and pray through by yourself. Pray through to God. Get a hold of God. Amen. Last of all, I'll tell you what, the church is here for your good. Amen. I'm here for your good. I have your best interests at heart. I'm a human. Amen. And I have to have church with the folks that comes. Amen. I can't have church with those that don't come. Amen. I want to have church with those that come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Corn took church down at Phelps. His sister had been playing piano for years, but she never come to church. Amen. Because Brother Corn put somebody up playing her place because she never came to church. Amen. The church boss turned against him. Amen. Her idea was that Brother Corn, in order to show respect for that dear old piano player, amen, had played the piano for years, was to leave the piano silent and nobody use it. And Brother Corn wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do a whole lot of other things. Amen. He wouldn't let the church be run from the front seat. Amen. That's why he got called into court twice, hailed into court twice. Amen. Because he's just trying to pastor the folks that came. Amen. That's all you can do. Praise God. But I want you to know that we're here for your good. Amen. And I'll go the limit for you. I'll drive to the ends of the earth for you. I'll come at the darkest hour for you. Amen. I'll fast and pray for you. I'll do anything I can for you. Amen. But I got to have church with the folks that come. But he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Anybody that lives for God or makes a halfway out of wanting to live for God, amen, and come to these church pews, praise God, we'll show them due honor and due respect, praise God. And if we've got too much talent, praise God, to be able to get everybody in the first week, just hang around, amen, we'll let you sing three songs when you do get a chance, praise God, amen. But we got to have church with the folks it comes. Amen. Every once in a while I've run up with the situation of folks that didn't come trying to run the church. I don't allow that either. Amen. I'll go to the ends of the earth for folks, amen, that'll be faithful to God. And I'll go to the ends of the earth to try to help those that's not. And I'll be a friend to those that disagree with me. Me and Sister Collins don't agree about a whole lot of things. Amen. But we've got to stay together. How many want us to stay together? You like me and Sister Collins together, huh? Amen. She believes that the Lord already knows whether she's going to be saved or not. Amen. And he already knows whether everybody's going to be saved or not. Amen. And I don't think he does. Amen. I think he left it up to you. Amen. So we argue round and round about it and we stay together. Praise God. Every preacher that gets behind this pulpit don't agree with me. Amen. You don't have to agree with me to preach for me. I think we need to hear both sides of the story. So I have all kinds of preachers preach for us. Amen. I have pre-trib, mid-trib, pan-trib, amen, post-trib, amen, and every kind of trib I preach for us. Praise God. I think you need to be exposed to all of it. Amen. You need to hear the big questions set out and not do a whole lot of arguing about it, but go home and search the scriptures. For in him you think you have eternal life. Sometimes controversy keeps us digging. Amen. Sometimes a little controversy works for our good. Praise God. I like to go to camp meetings because get up there in a camp meeting, amen, and some preacher will get up and he'll trim you real good. And you'll think you's already trimmed. But he'll trim you where you didn't realize you was trimmed. Or needed trimming, praise God. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Bill Tinsley walked up to me and Jim Wiley down at Allentown camp meeting and said, "Ain't you boys' hair's a little bit long?" Amen. I wasn't no different than ever. Jim Wiley looked at him and said, "Ain't a hair on my head more than 2 inches long." Amen. He thought we had a little too much close to our ears. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us preachers need to be trimmed once in a while. We need to be made aware that somebody's watching and somebody cares. Amen. Whether we're accepted or not, even controversy can work together for our good. Amen. Stand with me tonight and let's pray and thank God that controversy, even differences of opinion, can work together for our good. Hallelujah. It keeps us digging in the Word of God. Amen. Come around the altar and let's talk to Jesus about it. Let's tell it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I guess I should have said, thank you, Bill. I was glad you're concerned. Praise God. Thank you, Bill. I'm glad you're watching. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Oh, come on. Amen. Let's thank God tonight that all things work together for good.
I don't need to understand. I just need to hold His hand. I don't need to understand. I just need to hold His hand. I don't ever need to ask the reason why. Through the day, I don't need to understand. I just need to hold His hand. When my life on earth is through and Jesus calls me to my home up there beyond the golden shore, I don't need to understand. I just need to hold His hand. I don't ever need to ask the reason why. For I know He'll make a way through the night, through the day. I don't need to understand. I just need to hold His hand.